The second date updates where you've gone out on a date and you said, hey, this date went really well. I want to have another one. But you know what? It just doesn't happen. It doesn't occur. So we reach out to that person. We find out exactly what happened. And let's say good morning today to Joel. What up, Joel?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
We're good. How are you? How's the dating life?
Well, it's been better.
Okay. Well, tell us why you reached out to us.
There's this girl. Her name's Sophie. And I work with her. And I have had a massive crush on this girl since she started last year.
Okay.
And we're the young ones of the company, so there's always been kind of like a work friendship, you know? And I've been pretty nervous to ask her out and ruin that. So then in March, when we started working from home, we never had that one-on-one time anymore. We weren't really close enough for me to text her. So there was this weird kind of like, what do I do now? And I really, you know, wanted to make things work. So I finally asked her out to dinner.
Nice.
And, we met at the restaurant and I don't know why, but it was kind of awkward, even though it's never awkward when we actually work together. And I guess because we hadn't seen each other in a while. But dinner was fine and I wanted to ask her out again, but I don't know if she'll say yes. I don't know. Since the date, things have been kind of different and she's not as friendly on the Zoom calls anymore for some reason. It's like purely business with her. And, I've texted her and she won't respond now. So I don't really know what the deal is.
Okay. So let me ask you this then. Was there afterwards some kind of maybe a photo, a text, something that might have put her into a weird ew position?
No, nothing like that. Okay. I mean, definitely never sent her any pictures. There's no text that I can think of that was weird. I mean, actually, she never even responded since that night, like even with any of my texts. So
I think she's dating someone.
Yeah.
And maybe she's just not that far along yet. That's what I'm thinking.
I'm still stuck on the fact that your first question to these men is always, yeah, did you send them a picture?
Well, that's what I hear from my single friends, is that like...
They all got that picture and they're like, ew, no.
Yes.
Well, I'll be the first to tell you that sometimes it works.
Well, if you want, we can get Sophie's number and we can call her up and ask her why she's not calling you back.
That would be awesome.
John, Monroe, and Jackson.
Mix 105.1.
It's your 7:30 second date update. We're trying to help out Joel. Joel and Sophie, they work together, or at least they did until March, you know, when we all shut down. So they've been working from home. They see each other on the Zooms. But, you know, Joel's always liked Sophie. So he reached out and said, let's have dinner together. And she agreed. And he said dinner was weird. And, you know, Joel, I was thinking about it, man. Maybe it was just weird because it's been so long. You ever like... even have a friend who you haven't seen for a while, it takes like an hour or two to kind of get back in that rhythm.
Yeah, that's true. But things seemed okay at least in the beginning of the day. I don't know. It's weird that she just kind of got super cold.
We tracked down Sophie, so I'm going to pick up with her. Don't say a word. Just kind of listen in and let's see what happens. Okay.
Okay.
Cool. Hey, Sophie, good morning.
Good morning.
Hi. So I'm John and Jackson's here. Monroe's here. We do a morning show here in town on Mix 105.1. You got a few minutes?
Sure.
Cool. Thank you. We're calling because we try to help out friends who've gone out on dates and, you know, they thought the date went great, but they're not hearing back from the other person. And you recently went out on a date with Joel and, you know, you're not calling Joel back. And he's like, I thought it was a good date.
Yeah, well, I mean, I wasn't even sure if it was a date at the beginning. I thought he just wanted to hang out.
Oh, when he asked you, you just thought like, hey, it's been a while. We're just kind of meeting back up?
Yeah, basically.
Really? What kind of gave you that vibe?
I mean, I don't know. He said, let's go to Red Lobster, which like, I don't know, in my mind, that's not really a date place.
Hey, that's more a fancy night in my house.
Okay, that's Davis County fancy, young lady.
But here's the thing. That's like we have four kids and want to have seafood for cheap kind of place. You know what I mean? Like, that's not let me take a girl out and impress her. You know what I mean?
Okay. No, I'm with you on this. You're expecting to go to, like, you want a Valter's and you're getting a Red Lobster. So you obviously were friends. He said, let's just go to kind of like a friend-style restaurant. Mm-hmm. And you're like, this isn't a date.
Yeah, it seemed really casual.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, okay. So was that it and it just kind of turned you off?
Yeah, it was that. And then I just was also like, this is so stupid, but he asked if I wanted dessert, and I said no, because I've been trying to be healthy, and he knows that. He knows I've been working on losing weight. And then he got dessert, and it was this big, delicious-looking chocolate cake, and he never even offered me a bite and just ate the whole thing right in front of me. And just, like, I don't know. It was like dinner with a friend who wouldn't share and wasn't like, paying attention to, you know, my needs. I don't know.
So he was being a dude.
I was in his defense. He said you could get yourself some dessert. Yeah. That's what I heard.
You could order whatever you wanted.
Yeah. Sophie, listen, Joel's been listening in, and it seems like it was an okay date. I want to bring him on so he can say hi. Hey, Joel.
Hey.
Joel, was this a real date, like a romantic date, or was this a friend date?
Well, I mean, it was just a date. Like, maybe not. I didn't mean it to be like super romantic or anything like that, but like, you know, I like you, Sophie, and I thought it would be cool to like reconnect.
I mean, it was cool.
Why the Red Lobster, Joel?
I love Red Lobster.
Thank you, Joel. No!
That's a perfectly fine date night.
Those Cheddar Bay biscuits.
So did Joel eat all the biscuits in front of you as well, Sophie, because you're trying to watch your carbs? I think that this was just a misunderstanding, and it sounds like you guys could be really cute together. If we paid for you to both go to the Smash It Rage Rooms and you can have a date together, are you interested? Would that be something you want to do?
Are you going to spring for Voltaire's, John?
I can't afford that kind of restaurant anymore. Sorry.
Well, of course I would do it, but Sophie, I'm just confused because you said you didn't want dessert, which I offered, and then because, you know, you're watching your weight, which is totally cool, and I respect that, but they have amazing chocolate cake, and what am I supposed to do? Like, I ordered the chocolate cake, and I wasn't going to offer you a bite and, like, try and tempt you that way because you just said you're trying to watch your weight. So I don't know why it was okay, I mean, why it wasn't okay for me to have a chocolate cake and not offer you some.
It just, like, would have been nice. I don't know. Like, I didn't, like, if there's a difference between, like, having a whole dessert to myself and just, like, being offered a bite, like, that would have been nice.
Joel was thinking of you when he ate the whole chocolate cake in front of you. Are you interested in going on the next date?
I mean, honestly, I just, like, I felt like there was no chemistry. I feel like we just are in kind of different vibes. I feel like we're probably better off as friends.
Oh, friend zone.
John, Monroe, and Jackson.
Mix 105.1.